we have that song back, so that means it's Girls Night Out.
Woo-hoo.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. This is Danielle Fairman. Joel Clayfish, your mighty, mighty host, is actually in London.
London.
A little bit more fancier than here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think last week he was in Paris.
Saw that.
And then last week before that, I think he was here, actually. I have no idea. But he is doing a wonderful tour around Europe right now. So you have me, your host, co-host, Danielle Fairman, and Bandits in the studio today. Welcome back. Give a quick shout out to Dina and Annie. I know you're listening to the Kennedy clan. Hello, Robin. We miss you. Wish you were here today. Missed you last week, too. So, I have Michelle and Angie.
Hello.
Angie was here
Hello.
Last week.
Yes.
Michelle is a returning guest.
Hello.
I'm so excited to have you guys
yeah.
back. How's it going? How's AKA winter? This is not winter. I'm so upset.
We just
got ice. Went out ice fishing yesterday. Then it's gone.
My plan was to go out and check the pond today and see how thick it was, but I was not about to walk out on that pond today.
With all that wind and the sun, and just blew everything over.
Mm-hmm.
It was neat, though, because when I first went out 2 days ago, it was that beautiful, perfect to look at sheet ice. Like, you just look down, and you could see everything, which is obviously cool to look at, but not cool to ice fishing because obviously they'll see you. But went out, caught a couple gills. Couple crappie.
Nice.
Didn't keep any of them because, I don't know, just, you know, out there for the trophy fish, unfortunately. But
where'd you go?
Were you wondering
where did
why
I go?
We didn't get an invite to?
Yeah, I was kind of
okay.
Kind of wondering. Yeah, when was this again?
This was yesterday.
I didn't get the message.
You didn't get the message?
No,
oh, it must got lost in the mail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my bad. The carrier pigeon forgot to bring
again.
It to you. Morse code next time. Deet, 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 deet.
Pigeon got shot down.
Yeah, they did.
Are they in season?
I don't know. Speaking of in season, turkey hunting. Did you guys go out turkey hunting at all this fall?
I did not.
No. Did not.
So but I did get a new ghillie suit for it. So
a new ghillie suit?
I got a new ghillie suit for my birthday.
Oh,
so
those
I'm
are
excited.
That's a really good present.
Yeah. Yeah. The husband does good for presents.
Wow.
He's a good present giver.
I think I need one.
You do.
I think I do.
I think we should all get together and just go out in ghillie suits. Wouldn't that be fun?
Can we go trick-or-treating like that?
We
that
should.
Is like the best weekend to hunt, though.
It is.
Yeah. You won't see me from October till now, pretty much.
Yeah.
This is why I love my friends, because they either hunt with me or they know, okay, we're about to lose our friend for 3 or 4 months. See ya.
We pencil you in when we can.
Yeah.
I'll
we
fit
know
you
when.
In the schedule. But the ghillie suit, did you try it on? Do you know where he got it from?
Amazon.
Yeah, no, what?
Yeah, Amazon.
Huh.
Yeah, you can get them right off of Amazon. Got them.
Of course you can.
Yeah, he got an extra pair of pants, too, for it.
Nice.
Just in case.
I
feel like
just
I
in case,
thing.
Like me, because I ripped my pants, and now I have a ghillie skirt. A blanket. Because it still has, like, elastic up top. So I could still put it over, and when I sit down, obviously just drapes. So sit against a tree and just...
Are you Scottish? Can it be like a ghillie kilt?
It's only going to be a ghillie kilt.
You can wear it.
It just blows right up. Oh, hello. Oh, my gosh.
Merry Christmas.
Cheers.
Oh, yes. Hello. Merry Christmas. Hope everyone had a very, very Merry Christmas. Good thing it was still snow on the ground, so we had a white Christmas.
We did. Mm-hmm.
I lived in Arkansas for like 4 years, and not having snow on Christmas was one of the worst things. You had ice, and they didn't know how to handle ice. So everybody, every single solitary inch of Arkansas shut down.
Yep.
Because they had ice. I'm like, oh my gosh, let's go play. Let's go do something.
A lot of people in Wisconsin don't know how to drive on the ice either.
A lot of people in Wisconsin don't know how to drive, period.
It takes one or two good snowstorms, though, to really get your winter driving back in, I think. And we haven't had that this year.
No.
We have not had a...
Because it's freaking spring right now.
I know.
I am so upset. We just got ice. We're supposed to go out ice fishing. We're supposed to go and do all the fun things in the snow. Have a great time. No.
I'm sure the ski hills are getting blasted, though, right now. Because what a perfect day to go skiing if you were out.
Dude, imagine how hard that snow would be, though. It would get compacted down right away. And then all of a sudden you do a rummage sale and you flop. And all of a sudden you close and everything go flying. Bloody
nose. I'm not
a skier,
though. I'm not a skier. Oh.
We talked about Lowell Hill last week.
Oh, yeah,
I feel
we
like
did.
It would be perfect to go.
Not right now, ice. Now that the snow is all gone. It's just mud.
true.
He's still got like the rubber tires and just slide on down.
I'm waiting for that ice though on the snow so that we can go on Lowell Hill.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun. Speaking of ice fishing, did you get any ice fishing gear for Christmas? I feel like there's a story there.
There is a story. So, okay. I love my boyfriend. Every single present he has ever gotten me is hunting or fishing related. Every single present for 11 years, which, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not complaining, but sometimes I want to buy my own stuff. I know it's weird for a woman to say, I want to buy my own stuff. Let me buy my own stuff. But this year, I not complained. I've aggressively inserted my opinion. And this year, I actually got a, I'm not even wearing, I got a watch, one of those fancy watches like you guys all have now.
Oh, that like the Apple watches.
Yeah, like the Apple watch, but like it's the Samsung one.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And then I got gloves that matches my little beanie. And then he got me some socks that I really wanted. So this year was my sock year, my sock and candle year. Everybody got me socks. Everybody got me candles, which is awesome. So no hunting and fishing gear this year. I'm not upset about it because there's always next year.
Always. There's always something coming around.
What about Christmas? Did you get anything?
Angie, I mean, I just watched you open literally fish for Christmas present. So you can't say you didn't get anything related to it.
Oh, hot dog. Okay, correction. Michelle, my love, brought me in a Christmas present. It was a beautiful bead melt, one of those melty beads.
Perler beads have. That the kids have. Perler beads are perler what they're beads? Called. Yeah, they're called perler beads now. Or fuse beads. Kids.
I have no idea. The little melty beads that melts.
Fuse beads, yeah.
It's a little angel, and it's perfect from Violet.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Violet. And then I got some delicious walleye from Lake Erie, and then the Andes fish breading. So Michelle came over for a fish fry in the summer, and there wasn't that many people. 20 people?
Yeah, maybe 20, yeah.
Like, nobody knew about the Andes fish breading that we can get from, like, Walmart, Pick and Save, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the greatest fish breading ever. But if you get the Cajun kind, so you can get the Cajun and the yellow, you mix them
and
together.
The red. Oh, they have red, too.
Oh, yeah, they have red.
Yeah.
The Cajun and the yellow, you mix them together. It makes, like a perfect spice for the fish. And, but if you want to have the yellow and the Cajun with baked fish, dear Lord, please, unless you like spicy food, do like a quarter of the Cajun and the rest yellow. It is the spice. I could not even finish eating it. And I like spice.
I love spice.
Like, I'll do spice, but once my nose is like red, I'm like, I can't do it no more. Like, I can't. I need a whole gallon of milk. I need some yogurt.
Speaking of milk,
help.
I learned a trick that if you soak your fish in milk prior to frying it and cooking it, it actually will help take that taste out.
Oh, really?
That fishy taste. Yeah.
Interesting.
Shout out to Quan. I don't know if you're listening, but shout out to Quan for giving me that trick.
I mean, that sounds.
Yeah. You soak it in milk and before you bread it and before you cook it.
Hmm.
So it's delicious.
Oh, that sounds
so good.
I got some walleye now I can try that with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With your Cajun. Just mix it. It's straight Cajun, though.
Yeah,
so.
I saw that. I was like, ooh, my mouth starts salivating. I'm like, ooh, I'm remembering.
But there is plenty of time left for archery season. So I know we were talking about ice fishing, but mm-hmm. I have not connected on a single deer this year.
Yeah.
So, but it's been really busy. It's been a very busy fall. So.
I hate using that excuse, but I understand what you mean so much.
I know it is, but there's plenty of time left. So.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to get out. So I've been off for a week and a half. We'll just call it 2 weeks because it was just, I had a 3-day weekend for work and then we're off the rest of the week. And then I've been off this whole entire week. And then I went out to go make a plan to go turkey hunting in the morning. I scouted for turkeys. I found the field. I'm ready, set up, got everything ready. And then around like 6 o'clock, my boss decides to text me, work tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. Give me the location and everything. I'm like, dude, I've been off and it's Friday. I didn't say anything. Of course, I accepted. But in my head, I'm like, seriously, I've been off for so long. And now this one day and it's freaking Friday. He's not listening. I don't think a couple people at work listen. Maybe. Maybe my old, he doesn't like being called boss, but maybe my old co-worker in charge, Kurt Nass. Maybe he's
first
listening. Hello, Kurt. What a bummer.
But you got so and then excited. It's New Year's Eve this weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ain't doing nothing.
I have plans.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to dress up in my pajamas in my living room. And
oh, the onesie?
I haven't even committed to that plan either. No?
I brought the onesie, too.
Did you?
I'm bummed I didn't put it on. I should have put it on.
I held up my onesie. I was like, Ange says she didn't have a onesie.
I don't.
Should have brought the Snuggie, though.
We go one, we go all. If we're all wearing ghillie suits, everybody's got to wear ghillie suits.
That's what we're going to do next.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to all come in with ghillie suits.
Sometime in February, because I got all of January's booked. If anybody wants to know who's on for January, I'll post it on Sunday for the whole month of January. So I like having everything ready because trying to find somebody to come on air is a little bit complicated. but where was I going with that?
We were when we're going to come in and,
oh,
and
yes,
do Gilly Girls. It's Gilly not Gilmore Girls. Girls anymore. Are you guys remember that? That's another.
Dude.
Is that another age or age of myself?
I
like the Gilmore Girls. Let me preface this by saying I didn't like them.
Hold the phone.
Nope.
Hold
not a Gilmore
mic.
Girls.
I am a Gilmore Gore.
Oh.
Gilmore Gore.
We're going to fight.
Yes, we are. We're totally fight. Because Lorelai is my jam. Lorelai and Rory.
Oh, the names.
Like,
characters.
I want to be.
I never watched
I want to be that mom. I want to be that mom. To have that kid. I guess I just want to be a mom that has a kid. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But no, that was my jam. Gilmore Girls and Golden Girls.
I can get down with some Golden Girls.
Yeah.
I like
100%.
My parents made me watch soap operas growing up.
Days of our lives.
That was
the
it.
Story's turn.
I was pretty sure as a young kid that that was the only thing that was on TV.
Yeah. Probably.
Because it was never anything else on the TV except for the Packers.
Yeah.
Football games.
So it was been so weird for me because I never grew up hunting and fishing. I only started it 10 years ago. So people are growing up watching hunting and fishing. Like,
same.
Whatever. I can't even think of like older hunting TV shows, but nothing for me. Like nothing. Then I met Bill 11 years ago and I started hunting and fishing. Now I'm catching up with all the jams and finally met Eva Shockey. She's amazing.
Did you really?
She's such a nice person.
She's such a good role model for.
She gave me her pizza. It was great. She gave me food.
Oh my gosh.
But give us a call at 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots.
Oh, Calvin, you do such a good job. I mean, we could just turn into a singing radio. Just kidding. Don't, please. I hate
that's my
karaoke. That's like, if there's karaoke at a bar, I'm gone. Like, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I have to have alcohol in me.
Nope.
I have to have alcohol in
my hand. I have to have
like
alcohol
it.
In my hand to walk out the door and go to a different bar. welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your co-host, Danielle Fairman. Give us a call at 844-967-2789. Don't forget you can tune in on the radio at 540 AM or 101.1 FM. Stream us via the interwebs at waukradio.com. And lastly, you can find us on Facebook Live, all of our beautiful faces. Bandit's laying on the floor so you can't see him. But search for WAUK 540 The Shaw. Oh, and right after this, our podcast gets uploaded to Spotify. So then on your way home, you can listen to us and critique us.
Critique myself. Yeah.
Before the break, we were talking about our seasons. Michelle and I didn't have a great season. My season, I went out, but where I'm hunting the private land, they kind of remodeled the land. So it like skirted all the deer away. So I hadn't, it was just nothing, like nothing at all, which really upset me. And then I have public land, but me and public land don't mix. I don't know why. I'm going to keep trying, obviously. But me and public land, I can't get anything on public land besides squirrels and bunnies.
You can come on out by our house. I'm going to come to our house.
I'll be so down for that.
Oh, she's going to send the pigeon over.
Oh, yeah, that pigeon. Hello. Got lost.
How was your season, Angie?
My season was a little bit better.
Oh, was it?
It was. Archery, I didn't do any archery this year because my bow is in with my bow dealer, is what I call it, and they're very backed up. Aww. So I was like, all right, I'm for sure going to get into gun hunting, or not into it, but I'm going to get, you know, gun hunting this year. And it was opening of gun, and I'm one of those people where I like to go out to my stand fairly early, even though I hate waking up early. Like, my poor husband has to deal with that. I'm like, wake me up at like 3:30, and then he does, and I'm like, why are you waking me up? Right.
Yes. Yes.
So I get out there super early, and I'm like, okay, I don't need to pick my gun up. I can just sit, you know, below my feet for right now, because I don't want to hold it.
Below your feet?
Yes.
What?
I know.
I know. And this is where the first mistake happens.
It is. And I'm like, I don't want to hold it because it was freezing. And then there was that windstorm that day, and it was so bad.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you can't really do cold either.
It was cold that day, too.
So, yeah. And I had bronchitis, and I was like, I'm just going to leave it below my feet for right now. And then once it, you know, breaks dawn a little bit, I will pick up my gun. And it's about that time, and I kind of am looking around me, and I don't see anything. Okay? I just want to put that out there. I didn't see anything. So I lean forward, and mind you, because I get cold, I'm looking like Ralphie at this point in Christmas Story. And so I go to grab my gun, and I hear crashing behind me immediately. And I'm like, I knew I messed up right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up the gun, and it clinked the stand as well.
Oh.
And I look back, and it is a 10-pointer.
Ooh.
Just showing his tail to me.
Dang.
Running off into the distance. I sat there for a second.
That's the worst feeling.
I wanted to cry.
Mm.
Like, he was maybe 20 yards from me with my gun.
So oh, my God.
He would have been down for sure.
Oh,
no
absolutely.
Problem. So that was my first mistake this year. but I came back hard after that.
Good. With the gun in your lap.
Yes, in my lap. I will never do that again. I will never do that again. And I got a doe down, and then, after that, I shot at a very nice 8-pointer that miraculously up and disappeared.
Oh, whoa.
And, turns out it was hit by a car, and then it didn't travel much farther. It was hit by a car after that, and then, died on the property. So,
at least it died on the property. That's nice.
It did.
But it was probably ready ground venison.
It basically was, yes.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But at least you know it was the deer you shot, though, right?
Yep.
Like, for sure, you know.
Yeah.
That's good. That's such a good.
For sure.
Hitting an animal and not recovering it doesn't matter if it's a freaking duck, if it's a squirrel, a deer, a bear, any animal.
Mm-hmm.
Injuring an animal is absolutely heartbreaking.
The worst feeling. The worst
feeling. I have... Not necessarily nightmares, but I just have, I guess you could say nightmares, where I just wake up just like chasing this animal and I never find it.
Mm-hmm. I do want to say I do have a curse on that property, though, because this is now the second deer that I've gone after that has been hit by a vehicle, by the way.
So let me know when you're hunting there and I'll just drive around in a circle. Yeah. So I'm just waiting. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Come on.
I'll wait for your carrier pigeon.
Right.
Oh, but you covered it. Did you get any meat out of it whatsoever?
So shout out to Buddy.
Buddy.
For letting us, he's listening in as well for hunting on that property. And he's the one that took the deer. So
yeah,
really just happy that, you know, it was able to be salvaged a little bit.
And it's the deer that I have on our Facebook post, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a great looking deer.
It is.
And he said it was an 8-pointer. I didn't really count the times.
Yep.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, that's nice. Is that your biggest one? Biggest harvest?
No.
No? What's your biggest harvest?
Buffalo County.
Oh, hot dog. Tell me more about that.
So I was when I was in Buffalo County,
I'll talk to you after. I'll talk to you about it later.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to find out the last name.
Oh,
I don't know if she wants to say it on air.
We have 30 seconds left.
Oh, do we? All right, cool.
Buddy's last name.
We'll talk about it at break.
Justin Trofnagel, and he is an awesome electrician, by the way, in Mayville.
Sweet.
So he definitely is our like call person when I break something in our house.
Bricks on our house. Well, I mean, that's a good transition into our next segment when we can hear about you Buffalo County deer.
Okay.
Again, somebody give us a call at 844-967-2789. Oh, I have the worst voice ever.
This is what you don't hear.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your co-host, Danielle Fairman. We're live downtown Waukesha at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, the Fishbowl, as Joel likes to call it. Come by, give us some food, say hello. My dog.
Say hi.
Say hi. Before our break, we were talking to Angie about her vehicle buck. A vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Good old Buddy. Buddy sent a picture when we were on break, and that picture looks so much different. Yeah, let me see it.
Oh, that's such looking, man.
That's a nice buck.
Yeah.
That is nice. I have, my biggest is probably like a 6-pointer. That's it. Like, well, not
yeah,
that.
I got an 8.
Like, it's great. I love that's my buck. It was great. Fantastic. But this one is, that's awesome. Good for you. That's awesome.
Times
okay,
really
tell me
long.
About your Buffalo County buck.
Oh, so at Buffalo County, I actually met my friend Jeff at Captain Missy's in Tishigan.
Oh.
And he's like, oh. I hunt in Buffalo County. I'm like, no, you don't.
Can't you still smoke in that bar?
I don't know. I've been
not legally, no. Yeah. I mean, there's no legal smoking in there.
I walked in.
I'm sure.
I'm sure there is.
Well, that was years and years and years ago, so it's probably different now. Okay, I'm sorry. Continue.
And he was the one that kind of introduced me to Buffalo County. I've like known about Buffalo County. I've always wanted to hunt there. And he was the one that, my story last week where I told you that I didn't even make it all the way up into my deer stand before I literally had to hook my leg around
terrifying.
The stand. So
that's
my
awesome.
Back is to the ladder and I just took a glory shot is what I call it. And I dropped a doe. I don't even know how I did that. At all. He's the one.
We don't advise that. Please know your target and beyond, please.
I mean, I knew my target. I just wasn't safe. But I wasn't going to hurt anybody. So,
yeah.
He was the one that got me introduced to Buffalo County and my first couple of hunts there, which were successful. And then I kind of branched off into like another group of friends that were like, oh, there's public land that you can hunt in Buffalo County. I'm like, I wonder, and we took the river in Buffalo County onto the public where not a lot of people go because it's hard to access that part of that public land. And I took my climber with me. We were literally in a canoe. It was freezing cold out. There was snow all over on the ground. Took my climber and I climbed up in the tree and I must have sat for like 2.5 hours and I was able to harvest a 10-pointer.
Oh, nice.
So, but dragging it back out.
Yeah. How did you get that? How was the process? Did it come through the?
Did you throw it in the canoe?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was in the canoe. Yeah. Well, I didn't drag it. To be honest, that thing was way. It was so heavy. So we obviously got it and everything there on the public, and then we drug it to the canoe and flipped it over into the canoe,
nice.
And we just canoed back.
That's pretty fantastic.
That's
like a glorious day. Do you harvest? Do you gut your own deer? Or did he like show you how to do it or anything?
So I've been shown how to do it, but I don't know what it is. I can shoot a deer and be fine, but gutting a deer, something about like the organs just doesn't like sit with me. So I'm very thankful that my husband does that for
me. That's right. Bill last year, so that hunting property I was talking about, there's about 5 people that hunt it. And each of us harvested a deer. And Bill did the first one. And then he's like, okay, now this is how you're going to do the second one. And then he let me do the third one, and the fourth one, and the fifth one. It was fantastic.
Oh, kudos to you.
I'm completely opposite. I'm like, ooh, look at this. Let me pull okay, we're about to get really gruesome.
Oh, God.
Let me pull the intestines out and let me see what it looks like. Let me hold the heart. Let me see the brain.
You know,
let
we me, were like, able move to do the this joints. Year? That's funny that you mentioned that. Is the whole the so my husband harvested a six pointer Marcy Kill. Somebody else had wounded it, you know, so it was, you know, he took care of that. Just, you know, it was a nice one. It's actually one I passed up the week before during archery season. It was just, I was being selective. I shouldn't have. I, you know, one of those where I'm like, you know, I'm going to see one. I'm going to see a bigger one because I just saw his big brother not 20 minutes beforehand. So I know big brother's around.
Yep.
I'm going to wait for your daddy.
your daddy.
Who's your daddy? so Eli took care of, he got one, but as he was taking care of it and cleaning it out, he was able to actually get the urine sac.
Oh.
So to have fresh.
That's nice.
Buck urine. Oh, I know it's disgusting. I know we want to talk about that, but could you talk about that?
Though, where they were gutting the deer this year.
Yeah.
And because they were squirting it out, I'm like, here, let me put some of that on the bottom of my boots.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you have one of those viral videos of them chasing you around.
Yeah.
But,
we definitely
saved it and utilized it and, you know, used it for drag ropes and things like that.
So I work with the construction, obviously, and all the stories that I hear in bartending, too. One year, somebody harvested a doe, and then they kept the urine sack, and they put the urine in a bottle of whiskey. But, like, a 3/4 full bottle of whiskey, and then they gave out shots the next morning.
That is disgusting.
And, or lunchtime or whatever it was.
Ew.
And they were, you know, not all coherent.
They all took
like 2 or 3 shots. And also next thing you know, this is a story that I was told. I'm not sure if they're telling the truth, but it sounds like a cool story. But then the next morning, like a couple of them went out and they just saw deer after deer after deer after deer because they were just like oozing all that like Jack Daniels and urine. I'm
gosh.
How can you not tell? I've never really smelt it, but I know from the bottles you buy at Farm and Fleet. Like, holy Stokes. Like,
it's
absolutely
pungent.
Not. Like,
it's pungent.
Absolutely not.
I spray the bottom of my boots with the Tink scent before I go out hunting all the time. Like, I know that you're not supposed to, but I do.
Yeah.
But I'll see deer walking my trail right up to my stand all of the time.
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
I would not advise it. Please don't.
I would not advise it. And I don't know that I would be. That I'm. It's one of those habits I will pick up. However.
Yeah. Somebody told me this one time.
I do a drag rope. So I'll do the scent on, you know, on a drag rope and just drag the line behind me as I walk in.
Yeah.
But, I'm just one of those crazy people.
That's
where I'm
awesome.
Like, I'd rather you run me down than you run away from me.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, speaking of getting run down, so, I want to say like 5 years ago, I was bow hunting out in Muguanago, actually. And I stayed out late because I heard deer coming. And I'm like, okay, I know where they're going to cross. I know where they're going. Like, I'm just going to sit here and wait. And they walked right past my stand. They walked down the trail exactly where I knew they were going. So I'm going to go this. I followed them after they left a while ago, and I kept going straight because I thought they were going to go left. And I went straight. I cut through a bean field and all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, I just see, like, the silhouette of a couple of deer. I'm like, oh, crud. Like, they're out here. They're out here. And then all of a sudden, I see a couple walk to my right, and they're walking back towards the trail I just came from. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I want to go to the left more, left more, left more. And then there's more to my left. And I just, like, stopped. And I just, like, hunkered down. Okay, and then, you know, it's hunting season, so, you know, it's later. And that's when the horror movies start.
Right?
And the Jeepers Creepers. And
Children of the Corn. Oh. And I just watch all these scary movies, and I'm out here in the dark with all these silhouettes around me. And I start freaking out. And I swear, one came running towards me.
You started booking
it. Dude, I was so terrified. Like, I dropped my bow. Like, I didn't, like, drop it, but I was, like, you know, kneeled down, and I stood up, and I started running away. But
you
I'm like,
have
shit,
a weapon.
Crap, crud. Sorry. I'm like, oh, crud, it's a bow, and it's all put up and everything. It's not loaded. It's not, you know, ready.
You better learn quick.
But I ran back, and I grabbed my bow, and I started running it again, and then I tripped. And I swear this deer just kept, and it started like blowing at me. Oh my God, it was the most terrifying moment. And I finally got to my car, and I just called our friend Jen.
Yeah.
Because she was right down the road from there. And I just called her. I'm like, Jen, I need to come over, please. I need some alcohol. So I was telling Jen and Josh that story, and they're just laughing their butt off.
I love them. They're always good for a good hunting story, Josh and Jen are.
Oh, yeah. Keep trying to get Jen on. She was supposed to come, but unfortunately, she got sick. Jen and Josh are, have the COVID, the COVID-saurus.
Rona.
I've never been chased by a deer before.
I also have
come into contact with a bear during archery season, which I told you about. And then I got chased by a skunk one time.
You got chased by a skunk?
A skunk. Ugh. That thing, I thought I was going to die in that moment, even though I knew that there's no possible way. I thought I was going to because I had my gear head to toe. It was the beginning of archery season. All brand new gear. I thought that I was going to have to throw everything away because this thing charged me. And when I backed off from where it was, it continued to charge me over and over again.
So how do they charge with his booty towards you? Like,
no, they do this little side skirt thing at you. Yeah. Like, he'll charge, and then they, do this, side skirt. Like, they're like, oh, I'm going to put
like a little Michael Jackson move. Like, yeah.
Stinky.
Stinky. Oh, that's so great.
Stinks, right?
That's great. Oh, my gosh. I need some more of this drink.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's orange juice.
I have never been around a skunk, really. I totally just jinxed myself.
We can smell them at our house, but we've never seen them. We are fighting against a mink, though, right now.
Oh, are you?
He took care of our entire flock. I think last time we were here, we were talking about how we tried. We tried even using the chickens that he took care of the night before.
And
we've got them on camera. We've ended up we had to take our very last chicken over to grandma's house so she wouldn't be alone. We've had traps up. We just can't.
So we're going to come to your house.
Come to my house.
Don't send the pigeon because the pigeon is not reliable.
Obviously not. Yes.
So we're going to come camp out at your house.
Uh-huh. I would love to. I got to take care of him. Otherwise, Eli won't let me get any more chickens.
Chicken coops getting rats and minks and...
And we thought for sure that we had it completely. Did you know, they're like mice. If you can get the size of a quarter, they can get into something. And we thought that we have double layered coop all the way up and around. We have it, over the top and everything. So we think that they might be getting into the rafters through the vents of their actual nesting boxes area.
Jeez.
I had free range chickens growing up. And we never had any problems like that before. My friend Buddy that I was talking about.
Range. Yeah.
He's got a rat problem with his chickens. So, naturally, we go out there and we're like, oh, where are they? Let's take care of some rats. So, my dog would 100%, but I don't want to sick my dog on rats.
Yeah.
No.
Bandit will go after any animal. Does not matter. Go after it. Unless it's a cat. A cat? Aww. Terrified.
I kind of just
absolutely
wanna...
terrified. Doesn't matter if it's kitten.
Oh.
Or he hates puppies. Hates them.
Really?
Hates them.
Oh. Yeah. So you had talked about gutting a deer. I get as far as I can. I'm so short though with my T-Rex arms that I literally I'll get everything pulled out as far as I can. But as soon as I try and get to the esophagus, I'm like, I can't do it because I've got tiny short T-Rex arms. So I can't get in there far enough. So I feel like I'm crawling in Star Wars when he crawled inside the Calvin's in there laughing. He knows what I'm referencing. but I have
no idea.
But that would be me trying to crawl in to try and actually finish cutting the deer.
Crazy. Oh, that's so funny.
Crazy. No,
me and my Sasquatch arms reach right up in there.
I'll call you next time.
Go right up in there. I fall
Send
in the esophagus right
Send
up.
Send the pigeon.
Slit. Yeah, the pigeon. Oh, look, a pigeon. But yeah, it was a really cool experience. I love doing that.
I think the last time we talked too, it was duck season. How did you do?
Duck season. It was all right. I did not complain. I am one of those weird people that love duck hunting a tad bit more than deer hunting.
Yeah.
I think I know why.
There's more action.
There is more action, but I don't have to be scent free. The whole scent free situation in my hair is so particular on what products it likes to have.
Mm-hmm.
So having the scent free stuff, drop dead down zone, the Scent Max, the green one with the little circle, whatever that one's called.
Yeah.
Nothing. Does, every single product I've ever tried, my hair just turns into a horse's tail. So, therefore, I choose my hair sounds over
like a,
deer.
Sounds like a good business opportunity for an untapped market for women.
But there's actually so much out there for women.
It doesn't work great, though.
But it doesn't, if it doesn't work.
I forget the brand that I got, and I found it online. And it comes in a white bottle. It's got a green logo. But it's like $25 for this small bottle.
I do. That'll
last you like half the season.
Does anybody else listening have any products for us chicas to use? Give us a call at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What's this one? I feel like we have to wait. Aw, is this a love song, Calvin? It's been a year. Oh, I do know this song. I like this song. Welcome back. Are you guys singing the song? Because I'm not, because I don't know this song.
No, I'd have to wait for the chorus.
Yeah. I mean,
it's been a year.
It's been a year?
It's been a year.
It has been a year.
It's been a year.
It really has been
Calvin,
a year.
Calvin, how spinning is that song right now?
I picked it solely because I thought it was New Year's themed.
It's been a year.
You're just over there serenading us. We know you are.
2022.
Dude, I cannot believe
Almost
it.
Done.
Well, I'm very happy that you girls are here on the last show of 2022. It's crazy to think. I believe Jill started this 6 months ago. Calvin, do you know when Jill started this?
I don't. It was already started when I started here in August.
Oh, dang. So I think it was in June. Maybe. Don't quote me on anything, but I think it was in June he started that. And then before that, Jill and I was on a show called Kill It, Clean It, Cook It. Aired for 10 years. I was on it for about 4 or 5 years. Great time. I don't know, understand how Jill and I connect, but I'm so happy we do. It's been such an absolute adventure. It's such a wonderful adventure. Never in my life would I think I would be on TV or even on the radio. Insane. But that's what 2022 brought me. I'm very thankful for that.
And a bunch of hunting recipes came out of that show.
Oh, yes.
I want Joel's pot pie. I want Joel's pot pie recipe.
Have you ever had Morning Dove pot pie? Oh my gosh, it's so good.
I had Dove skewers, Dove and rabbit skewers with like a pineapple and red onion.
I feel like our cookouts would be bomb.
I think this needs to be a thing.
But now that, have you guys, speaking of food, have you guys looked at the Fowl Life cookbook? Since Jill's part of the Fowl Life, I splurged and got the Fowl Life cookbook and all the spices.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
is it good?
Oh, dude,
is it good?
It's the greatest cookbook I've ever seen.
We'll have to do some,
and it's like
trading.
Common animals too. It's not like how to travel to Canada and get a bear or anything like that. Like it's just common. It's rabbit, dove, got tons of venison recipes, and duck, tons of ducks, which I'm all for because I'd much rather duck hunt than deer hunt than anything.
We'll have to like trade meat, you and I. Like I'll give you some venison, you give me some duck.
Oh, I'm so down. We're gonna have a wild game cook off.
There you go.
Well, I'm not going to do the cook-off. My husband can do that.
Oh. Okay, well, at least if you bring food, then you're invited.
Okay.
I'll bring something right now. But I just wanted to give a quick thank you to everybody that has been on the show, that's listened, that's on the podcast. Calvin, thank you to everybody.
Thanks, Calvin.
I'm so excited for 2023.
Yes.
And like I said, on Sunday, I'll post January's schedule. I know we have... I'm inviting you guys right now. See, this is not a carrier pigeon. and I don't know how to do Morse code either. But the 28th, I don't know what day that is. I feel like it's a Saturday. 28th of January. Hardwired Fix. Max Zubra. Zubra? Is that how you say his last name? Max Z. He does a... Yeah, it's a Saturday. He is doing a jamboree. Mm-hmm. And it's for... he raises for the Wounded Warrior Project and all the vets around. And it's a huge, huge jamboree. It's not like anything like Battle and Bago, but it's like a local jamboree for local vets and all that kind of stuff. But he is coming in on the 19th. Is that the week before?
It is the 19th.
He'll be here on the 19th to promote it. So if girls want to come on the 19th just to hang out and listen to Max and all that kind of stuff. But he's the one that founded Hard Water Freaks.
Okay.
He is such a knowledgeable, nice person. He loves taking anybody out. If you follow him on Facebook, he has tons of tips on what type of fish to fish for right now, where to fish for them. Like, he's just a knowledgeable person. Then who else do I have? Oh, I have Angie and her dad coming on.
Oh, very nice.
I'm so excited. They're coming on the 26th.
He's so excited.
Is he?
He is.
What's he coming on to talk about?
My dad's a gunsmith in West Allis. He owns Second Amendment gunsmithing.
Yep.
And my friends love when they find that out, by
the way. Sure. Yeah.
That's
good to know.
Yeah, he's got his FFL now, so you can order firearms through him if you want.
What is the FFL?
It's just his Federal license firearm to be able to license. Sell firearms.
So, okay. I was just telling everybody on the radio. Like, I know what it is. You remember we're on the radio?
You played that so well. Yeah. Your face was like...
We both kind of looked at each other like, what?
I'm looking at you. I'm like, tell you with my eyeballs. Why aren't you reading my eyeballs?
Mom always said, you got a face for radio.
Dang it. Remember, yes, we're on the radio. People listening, not everybody understands what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Which I probably lost a couple of people when I started talking about cutting deer and cutting the esophagus and playing with their joints. Probably lost a few people. Yeah, that's right.
Only three.
Yeah. One was me. I logged off.
Yeah, you were like, okay, bye. But so for the 2023 season, I'm going back down to Benton, Illinois. So it's a 6-hour road trip from here with Red Lake Fishing Guys to go noodling again.
You are going noodling again.
If you want to come. Why couldn't you?
I love photography, so I'll come,
then come and take pictures.
I will take photos.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
I'm not sticking my hand down a water mucky hole.
Why not?
Right?
Right.
No.
I will come for moral support. I will cheer you on from the bank. I will take myself a dip. But if you're going to get me into sticking my hand into something that might not be a fish.
Aren't you afraid that
it's a snapping turtle?
Down
there.
Right?
Thank you.
Wow. Calm it down, ladies. Calm down. If you're scared about everything, you're never going to accomplish anything.
So, first of all...
Do you hear me? Do I need to repeat that? If you're scared all the time, you're never going to accomplish anything. Do things that you're terrified of.
You also...
Because sometimes those are the greatest things. Those are the greatest memories.
I think it'd be a lot of fun. I like having two arms and appendages.
Look, I have all of mine.
And
I'll do like iguanas in Florida. Ooh, like Brianna.
I would love to do
Brianna's
an iguana
the one
hunt.
That went with me noodling. We had... So, Brianna and I... put together, I think it was 6 people to come down to Benton. We were going to get a hotel room. Like, it was a whole thing. I was so excited. One person fell out. 2 people fell out. Another person fell out. Then it was just Brianna and I, which I absolutely love Brianna, so it was fine.
She's awesome.
Yeah. But she, you know, she's a phenomenal masseuse.
Amazing.
Is she? I got to go
to her. Oh, my gosh.
Renewed massage therapy, FYI. Mm-hmm. She owns that. She just opened it up this year. It was her 2022 year, too. Definitely 100% book with her. 100%.
I asked her if she could do my massage outside in my backyard.
Yeah.
Because she comes to your home.
She used to. She doesn't do it anymore.
Okay.
She's booked all the time. She just opened the business. She's flooded with new clients.
So good.
Red Lake Fishing Guide. If anybody listening, just shoot me a message on Facebook and I'll definitely take you and look on Her Wilderness. We're running out of time, so I can't continue talking about it. But I have another Her Wilderness adventure to go on to. But if anybody wants to come on to the radio, just shoot me a message on Facebook under Danielle Fairman. Would love to have new people on the show all the time. Doesn't matter if you're experienced or not. Just come out and talk to us about hunting and fishing, anything outdoors. Again, thank you. Huge shout out to everybody listening who has followed and supported us. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I hope all of you have a wonderful New Year's. Please be safe. See you next year. It's been a year.